Right, well, I'm talking to John Bailey, Chairman of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, about the Best Value Report and the Accounts Commission's findings on Stirling Council. John, could you just tell us about what the report's about?
Yes, this is a Best Value Report on Stirling Council. This includes the assessment by Audit Scotland of the Council's performance and also the findings by the Accounts Commission as a consequence. It assesses the Council's performance in the way it delivers services and how well it works with its partners in achieving outcomes for local residents. It also looks at the leadership and management practices in the Council, including how it manages the resources available to it and how it seeks to improve.
This seems to be a quite positive report. Could you just outline what are the areas in which the Council is performing well?
Well, yes, the Council's overall performance is indeed good and is improving in many areas. It has effective leadership. The political groups work well together and have a good focus on council business and on scrutiny. And senior officers in the council also provide strong leadership, including driving the council's efficiency programme. The council also has a good education service, and the area benefits from good levels of health, lower levels of crime, and residents are largely satisfied with council services and with the quality of life in the area.
Okay, and what are the areas that the council needs to improve on?
Yes, the council's performance is more mixed in social work and in housing, but it is making progress with improvement plans in these areas. We also found that while services perform well, the council needs to more clearly show how well it was achieving improved outcomes for local residents, including supporting the local economy and the rural communities. And there's also a clear need for improvement in some services, particularly roads and waste management.
Now, in the report, you talk about the some progress that's made in budget planning and resource management, but the need for there to be some more improvement there.
Yes, that's right. The Council has made good progress in managing its resources, including its budget planning and its efficiency programmes, and in how it manages its workforce, its assets and its procurement services. But it needs to maintain its momentum in these areas and better engage its workforce in developing its improvement agenda.
And you also had some quite specific recommendations around the area of partnership working, which is obviously a growing issue in Scotland.
Yes, indeed. The Council has made good progress with the Community Planning Partnership and has put in place a shared service agreement for delivering education and social work services jointly with Clackmannan Council. But partnership arrangements are overly complex, and the Council needs to review and simplify these. This will help the Council and its partners to be clearer on the outcomes that they are trying to achieve for the community of Stirling.
You mentioned earlier some quite specific issues with roads and waste. Could you talk us through what the issues there are?
Yes, Stirling Council services perform well in areas including education, community safety, the quality of the local environment, including cleanliness and recycling. Areas for further improvement include aspects of social care and housing, and the Council is progressing improvement plans in these areas. You mentioned the roads condition, and it's true that the condition and Stirling of the roads has begun to improve in the last couple of years, whereas there has been a slight decline nationally following the recent harsh winters. But the roads condition in Stirling remains worse than average for Scotland, with approximately 44% of Stirling's roads requiring maintenance, compared to just under 38% nationally. But Stirling is moving in the right direction and beginning to narrow this gap. And so the Council must now review the investment required to maintain this improving trend if it is to achieve its target of improving roads to the national average.
Okay, and I gather there's also some issues with the waste service.
Yes, that's right. The waste service performs well, but the costs of the service are high. The Council needs to ensure that it can demonstrate to the public that the service offers value for money.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now? What do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
We'd like to see the Council continue with the good progress it's made. This includes maintaining the momentum in improving resource management, including its management of the workforce and the assets, and its procurement activities. But in particular, it should review and simplify its partnership working arrangements to ensure that local priorities, including supporting the economy and rural communities, are delivered as effectively as possible. And we'd also urge the Council to ensure that staff throughout the organisation are regularly consulted and engaged in the change and improvement activity.
Okay, John, thanks very much.